Hey, good morning, church. My name is Spencer Osborne. I'm the high school pastor out at the Fallbrook campus, and I'm so excited to be bringing the Daily Dose. Today, I want to be talking about peace, but I want to be talking about it outside of the context in which we understand it. The Western definition for peace is really nothing more than the absence of conflict. And this can be the absence of conflict between nations or between people. It's just this idea of if you have peace with someone, it just means you don't want to hurt each other. But I want to take it into the Hebrew context, this word that you may be familiar with, shalom. And I had the privilege to go on a trip to Israel earlier this year with the School of Ministry. And the common greeting there is the Hebrew word shalom, where they're basically wishing peace upon you when they greet you and when they leave. But this isn't just the peace in terms of, hey, I hope you have a great day and nobody tries to fight you. This is going beyond that, and they're wishing a blessing of completeness and wholeness that comes from some sort of eternal source. That's what I want to be talking about. And there's many examples of this shalom peace being spoken about in the Bible, but I want to go to the Old Testament. We're going to be in Numbers. If you have your Bibles, go to chapter 6 and verse 22. This is the Lord speaking to Moses. He says, "Tell Aaron and his sons, this is how you are to bless the Israelites. Say to them, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace." Give you shalom. Now, we may read this scripture and we see that word peace, and if you read the rest of the story, you understand this is a bit ironic considering that the nation of Israel is preparing to take the land that God has promised to them by force. They're preparing to go into battle, and yet God is commanding Aaron to give them a blessing of peace. But it's a blessing of shalom. It's a blessing of an internal completeness and wholeness that could only come from him. Now, the nation of Israel they were very rarely going to enjoy any times of outward peace where they weren't in conflict with anyone. But this blessing, this idea of shalom, is what they wanted to hold on to. This is the blessing that God had for them. This is the utmost that he had for them. That was the peace that he wanted to be sharing with them in the Old Testament. And this is the peace that I'm talking about. If you actually flip to Philippians chapter 4, verse 7. It says this, "And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus." This is that shalom peace that I'm referring to. This is the idea that you have an internal peace in spite of outward circumstances. In the same way that the people of Israel were called to have an internal peace that came from an eternal source in the midst of preparing for battle. And in the same way, you may be going through times right now where you're just seeking for that peace. You're seeking for just a break from maybe some conflict that you're having with coworkers or people that you interact with on a daily basis. But I think my challenge is for you to pursue a deeper peace, is to pursue a peace that only comes from the eternal source, a peace that comes from the one who is unchanging. And the one who is always, always good. And to pursue a peace and pray for a peace in your life that is not based on your circumstances. And it's not changed or influenced by your circumstances. A peace that deals with our past and governs our future and gives you hope and holds promise for the future. That's the type of peace that I hope for you. That's the type of peace that I hope you can pray for other people. That's the type of peace, that's the shalom that God wants for your life. And it can only come from him. Thanks a lot, church. We'll see you next time.